In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrors fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among Thy servants, of a handmaid from among Thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need, which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willst, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Almighty, dear brothers and sisters, salamu alaikum and welcome to this special episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Congratulations on this great Eid. Today is the birthday anniversary of Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. Congratulations to all Muslims, Christianity, and all free men of the world. Today, Sunday, is the first of Jamadil Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the fourth of the month of Day, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 25th of December, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. I entitled this part, Mary the Blessed. Mary was a righteous woman whose mother had dedicated her to God's service even before she was born. As a young woman, Mary sought to purify herself further for her Lord. She withdrew from her people to a sanctuary in the East where she could meditate in seclusion and peace. During this period, Angel Gabriel visited her in the form of a man. He comforted her, declaring that God sent him to announce the glad tidings of a son. Stunned, Mary asked how this was possible since no man had ever touched her. Gabriel replied, "This is how Allah, God, creates what He will. When He has ordained something, He only says, 'Be,' and it is." That was from chapter 3 of the Holy Quran, verse 47. Shortly thereafter, the Quran recounts that Mary returned to her community carrying the child, Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary. Quoted from Holy Quran, chapter 3, verse 45. People accused her of being unchaste. Gabriel had already instructed her to abstain from conversation. Holy Quran, chapter 19, verse 26. So Mary simply pointed towards the child.
And one of the finest examples of humbleness that we have is Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. He shows you how to be a humble human being. You know, what's interesting when you examine the life of Jesus, the way he lived demonstrates to you that he wasn't God. He was a servant of God. First of all, who did he pray to if he's God? Number two, we see that Jesus was so humble. The Prophet, peace be upon him, Prophet Muhammad, teaches us that Jesus once said that I sleep not on a comfortable bed or mattress. I sleep on the ground. And my blanket is not that very cozy, expensive blanket made of fur or whatever. My blanket is the sky. Jesus used to sleep on the ground under the sky. That's how humble he was. And my pillow is not that fluffy, comfortable pillow. It's the rocks. He used to sleep on stones and rocks. And I don't have any means of transportation except my two legs. That's how I travel. But then you know what he says? Then Jesus says, "But there is no one on the face of the planet who is richer than me." See the beauty of his statement? Why? Because I don't need anything. The more you're in need and enslaved to the materialistic aspect of this lives, the poorer you actually become. And the more you find yourself that you have the willpower and the determination that I will rise above these material objects. I'll sleep on the ground. That's fine. I'm not a king. I don't need to be a king. Because I want to live like the poor, because I'm a leader for the poor. There is no one richer than me. And really, that's true humbleness. Why did he wash the feet of his disciples? Why? According to Prophet Muhammad, he quotes Jesus, peace be upon him, as saying, when he washed the feet of his disciples initially, they did not accept. Oh, Jesus, you're our prophet, we follow you, and you're washing our feet? Impossible. Impossible. We won't allow you to do that. He told them, no. I am being humble with you, so you become humble with the people. I'm teaching you. This is peace, Jesus, peace be upon him. The symbol of humility and humbleness. Jesus is the perfect example of the servant of God, one who worships God. And he teaches us how to worship the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty God.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, Hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
And listen to this part entitled Jesus' Miracles and Message. God granted Jesus many miracles which began right after his blessed birth. The Quran testifies that in defense of his mother and of the truth, Jesus spoke as an infant, saying, I am a servant of God. He has granted me this scripture and made me a prophet, and he made me blessed wherever I may be. He commanded me to pray, to give alms as long as I live. Chapter 19 of the Holy Quran, verses 30 and 31. This miraculous speech silenced the detractors. When he came of age, Jesus began to travel and speech throughout the land of Palestine. He taught the scripture that Allah sent to him, known as the Injil, good news or gospel, which confirmed the truth of previous holy books. Jesus taught that love and mercy overcome hate and anger. He stressed that only true and sincere faith in the Creator and obedience to Him can bring a person's salvation in this life and the hereafter. To reinforce His message, God granted Him the ability to perform miracles. He healed the sick, uplifted the distressed, and revived the dead. All of these miracles happened with Allah's permission, and Jesus never took credit for them himself. You are listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio, and in this episode, we're speaking about Jesus, Messiah. Restoring Jesus' legacy, Muslims believe that every nation received a messenger from Allah. Just like the prophets before him, Jesus' message lasted in its original purity for a period of time, but the scripture he received was slowly altered, and his original call to absolute monotheism became corrupted. 6 centuries after Jesus, Allah sent his last messenger, Muhammad, and revealed his final scripture known as the Quran. Prophet Muhammad was sent to all of humanity, and he confirmed the miraculous birth of Jesus, the miracles he performed, and the essential truth of the messenger that Allah chose to reveal through Jesus. Today, Muslims seek to follow the original message of Jesus and all the prophets before him, as confirmed by God's final messenger, Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Islam literally means submission to Allah and is the same way of life followed by the messengers of God. Only by following the original call of God's messengers can we find clear direction and tranquility in our lives, inshallah. Oh,
On the evening of her delivery, Mary found herself on the outskirts of Jerusalem, walking somberly toward the temple with Jesus in her arms. When she reached the temple, she could feel the people's glances striking her like pointed arrows. Whose child was she carrying, they must have thought. Did she commit adultery, they must have wondered. The eager mob berated her, saying, Ya Maryamu, laqad ji'ti shay'an fariya. Ya ukhta Harun, ma kana abuki imra'a saw'in, wa ma kanat ummuki baghiya. O Mary, you have done something unusual. O sister of Aaron, your father was not a philanderer, nor was your mother an adulteress. The people became increasingly impatient with what they viewed as Mary's impudence. She refused to talk. They were accusing her of fornication, yet she did not speak a word in her own defense. She simply pointed at the newborn, as if to refer everyone's addresses to him. They protested incredulously. How can we speak to one who is yet an infant in his cradle? Then he spoke, Mary's son, Jesus, an infant swaddled in his mother's arms, spoke to them as a grown man would speak. With poise and a resonant voice, he announced, Inni Abdullah, Atani al-Kitab waja'alani nabiyya, waja'alani mubarakan aynama kunt. I am a servant of God. He has given me the book and made me a prophet, and he has made me blessed wherever I may be. When the Holy Prophet ﷺ was asked what Jesus meant when he said, and he has made me blessed wherever I may be, the Holy Prophet explained that he meant that God made me beneficial to people wherever I go, that he has given me the privilege to be at the service of his creation. Jesus expended great effort to train and nurture his followers. He paid special attention to his disciples so that they could continue his mission after him. He would take them with him wherever he went and draw lessons from the world around. On one occasion, they walked along the coast of a nearby sea. Each person had his own rations of food with him. Jesus took a small loaf of bread, which was part of his ration for the journey, and flung it into the water. When his disciples questioned him about this, he replied, I did this so the creatures of the sea could eat it. The reward for such an act before God is great. With that simple act of charity, Jesus hoped to teach his disciples and all of humanity an important lesson on self-sacrifice and kindness to all of God's creation. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
Dear brothers and sisters, it seems that our time is over. What you've just listened was the episode of today's special. Thank you very much for joining us, and may Allah bless all of you. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi,
Muhammad Nabi, علي إمامي.
لا فتى إلا علي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and let us ponder on a beautiful statement from the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Often your utterances and expressions of your face reveal the secrets of your hidden thoughts.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Jesus, alayhi salam. As you know, today is the auspicious day of the birthday of this great prophet, the Prophet Jesus, alayhi salam. And he is one of the prophets of Islam. Muslims, you know, accept him as a prophet. And one of the Ulul Azm prophets, one of the great prophets. Because of this, on this most auspicious day, we would like to offer our congratulations to our esteemed listeners, both Muslims as well as Christians as well. on this most happy and auspicious day of this great man of God and this great prophet. In this beautiful hadith, the Prophet Jesus, alayhi salam, he talks about the blessings of teachings. As you know, teachings, ta'alim, which we call in Arabic, has many blessings and barakat. You know, the word barakat is an Arabic word. It's very difficult to translate this word into English. It's not very precise, there's not a single word that could precisely and adequately convey the idea of what barakat is. But we could kind of explain it in the following way. The barakat means when something seems insignificant, something seems small, but it has a lot of good consequences, a lot of numerous blessings for us. For example, sometimes we say that when a mother, she cooks something for her children, and it seems small, but it lasts many days. We say, oh, this thing that I cooked for you, it had a lot of barakat in it, right? Or like, let's say that you buy a book, right, and you use it, then your kids use it, then their kids use it, right? And a lot of people benefit from it. We say, oh, this book had a lot of barakat in it, had a lot of benefit to it, even though it seemed insignificant, right? Teachings is one of those things, and it's not very difficult to understand why this is so. You teach somebody maybe a hadith, or you teach them a book, you teach them, a concept even, right? And if that person tells another person that, what you taught them, and then this goes on and continues, you can imagine how much barakat and khair and goodness can accrue from the simple act of teaching somebody. So in this hadith, the Prophet Jesus, alayhi salam, says, "He who has knowledge, man alima, acts upon what he knows, wa amila, he who has knowledge, acts upon what he knows, and teaches, wa allama, udda fi malakutil a'adham aziman. He teaches it to others, this person will be regarded as great in the greatest kingdom of heaven." A very similar hadith has also been recorded in another way. Du'ya fi malakuti samawati wal ard azima, that this person will be called a great person in the spiritual kingdom of the heavens and the earth. So this is kind of the spiritual blessings that come from teaching, right? But the worldly blessings, we talked about it, in the beginning of our program. You teach one person, that person teaches another person, and so on and so forth. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the blessings of teaching in the words of the Prophet Jesus, alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد
wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajhum. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really happy to have some of the students of Sevier International School here, and I really welcome them, Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Brother Ali Nasir, Brother Fawad Haider, and Brother Hassan Nasrullah. So, welcome, dear brothers, and how are you, Hussein?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Hassan.
Fine, sir. How are you?
Ali Nasir?
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Fawad Haider?
Fine, sir.
Okay. Everyone is doing well. Alhamdulillah. We hope you're doing well and you're safe. So, in this session, the same as our previous sessions, we will have one of the verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. Then, inshallah, we'll move on for a short explanation and the practical tajweed rules, which are very, very much important. Okay, in terms of reciting correctly and reading correctly the Quran Kareem. So today our main topic is verse number 160 and 161 of Surah Al-Baqarah on page 24 of the Quran Kareem. So everyone, brothers and sisters, as you're listening, please turn to page 24, verse 160. Once again, 160 and 161 of Surah Al-Baqarah. So before we start, let's everyone all together listen to these two verses.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Illa alladhina tabu wa aslahu wa bayyanu fa ulaika atubu alayhim wa ana at-tawwabur rahim. Inna alladhina kafaru wa matu wa hum kuffar ulaika alayhim la'natullahi wal malaikati wan nasi ajma'in.
Alhamdulillah, that was a nice recitation. Make sure I will be reciting once, and you should listen and repeat, okay? Brothers and sisters, please hold your Quran, practice with us. Ready?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
إلا الذين تابوا وأصلحوا وبينوا فأولئك أتوب عليهم.
إلا الذين تابوا وأصلحوا وبينوا فأولئك أتوب عليهم.
وأنا التواب الرحيم.
وأنا التواب الرحيم.
إن الذين كفروا وماتوا وهم كفار أولئك عليهم لعنة الله.
إن الذين كفروا وماتوا وهم كفار أولئك عليهم لعنة الله.
أولئك عليهم لعنة الله والملائكة والناس أجمعين.
أولئك عليهم لعنة الله والملائكة والناس أجمعين.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah. So, in previous ayah, in the previous ayah, ayah 159, Allah Almighty says, yes, there were people who were concealing the manifests and the proof or the guidance, the truths, okay, about Allah Almighty, about the Day of Judgment. So those scholars of the Christians and the Jews especially, okay, they were the main topic about concealing. But it's a general rule for all the scholars, okay, those who conceal the truths. And those who actually, the scholars, they know, yes? Those who do not let the people understand the facts, okay? So Allah Almighty says, أُولَٰئِكَ يَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّهِ, the curse of Allah is upon them, the la'nat, okay? وَيَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّاعِنُونَ, Shaitan is one of those that Allah Almighty says that inna la'nat Allahi alayhi, okay? Upon Shaitan, okay? So, these scholars, those who know the facts and they do not let the people understand the fact, okay? They conceal the facts. They do not tell the truth to the people, okay? They kind of say something else about the truth, okay? Not exactly the truth. So, أُولَٰئِكَ يَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّاعِنُونَ. In this ayah, Allah Almighty says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا, except those of those scholars, those who know, okay, except those who repent, تَابُوا, those who repent, وَأَصْلَحُوا, and do good deeds. Instead of concealing, do good deeds, okay? They let the people understand, okay? Enlighten the society. وَبَيَّنُوا, and they clarify between the wrongs and the right things, okay? They tell the people. فَأُولَٰئِكَ, so those are those who أَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِمْ, I shall make tawbah, I shall return to them, okay? Understood? I shall return to them. I will change my mind, okay? وَأَنَا التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ, and I am the all-clement, the all-merciful. Tawab and Rahim. In the next ayah also, Allah Almighty says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, but those who were concealing, okay? Those who were concealing the truths, and again, they are saying kufr, or I mean, they are kafir now, okay? And they die while they are kafir, okay? They die, they are kafir, so they do not repent, they do not do good deeds, they do not let the people understand the facts, so they die, wahum kuffar, and they are what? Kafir at the time of their death. Ulaika alayhim la'natullah wal malaika wal nasi ajma'in. So the curse of Allah, angels, and all the people are upon them. Qalbun bil haqq ta'allaq wa bi gharih ra'a ta'allaq يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
So, guys, let's go for the Tajweed rules, okay? There are many explanations, a lot of great points, okay, in these two, three verses, okay? I hope you refer to the Tafsir book, interpretations, Tafsir al-Mizan, Tafsir al-Nur, Tafsir Namuna, okay, whatever. Any Tafsir you want, okay, go refer and learn about them. Alright? So, let's recite a salawat and let's go to the Tajweed rules.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
The first important Tajweed rule in this ayah, remember the word illa has like three meanings, okay? But one of the meaning is except. Remember, okay? So it's just parting some other people, okay, from the group of the previous mentioned people, okay? So illa alladhina, illa has an alif mat. But next to it, there is a word alladhina, which starts with hamzatul wasl, yes? Which has a hamzatul wasl. So there was one rule for this. So it's illa alladhina. So since we are joining two words and hamzatul wasl will be in the between, it will be skipped. Yes. Yeah? But beside skipping hamzatul wasl, we had another rule as well.
The long vowel turns to short.
The long vowel will be changed to?
Short vowel.
Short vowel. Great. Illa will be changed to? Illa. And quickly join it to the lam. Illa alladhina. So do not recite it as illa alladhina. This is wrong. Illa alladhina. So hamzatul wasl skipped. Short vowel will be pronounced. No long vowel, okay? It has a long vowel, illa, but no longer illa. Illa الذين. Then the pronunciation of the letter ذال تابو تابو. Two long vowels. تابو وأصلحوا. Long vowel. وبينوا. تشديد and long vowel. فأول فأول. It is أول, right?
Yes.
Long vowel, yes? Yeah? But we had six exceptional words that they have waw sakin. Before waw, we have a dhamma, which we have to apply long vowel u sound. But these six words were exceptional cases, okay? That you don't have to produce a long vowel. Short vowel. Waw is sakin, as if there is no waw. Fa'ula. Do not say fa'ula. We never recited that way, yes? Fa'ula. No. Fa'ula. Look, there is no long vowel, okay? Fa'ula'ika. Is the mat wajib mat? For six counts or no? It's jais.
Wajib.
It's wajib. It's obligatory. You have to produce a long vowel sound. Why? Because ula alif mat plus hamza, both are in
one.
The word ula'ika. Okay? Ula. Ula. Kaf is another word, okay? Ula. Kaf is another word, but it is in the word ula. So it's wajib. فَأُولَٰئِكَ أَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِمْ. What does Jim say here, Ali Nasir?
You can stop.
You can stop
it's
here or?
Is.
Or? You can continue then. Both.
Yes.
You have two options. Stop here if you're out of breath. If no, continue. Right? No problem. وَأَنَا. وَأَنَا. It is alif mat, right? أَنَا. Alif mat. At-tawwab starts with hamzatul wasl. The same rule in illa al-ladhina. Illa al-ladhina again here. Wa anat-tawwab. There is no long vowel. You have to delete the long vowel. Change it to short vowel. Wa ana at-tawwab. No. Wa anat-tawwab ar-rahim. You got it? Wa anat-tawwab ar-rahim. Next ayah. Inna. Nun mushaddad. Make sure you pronounce it correctly with a nasal sound. Inna. Inna. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ تنوين أُولَئِكَ تنوين plus همزة. Is there any special rule?
إظهار.
إظهار, which says?
No rule.
No rule, actually, okay? So, it's very easy to not change the تنوين sound to anything else. Normally, read that. كُفَّارٌ أُولَئِكَ. No change, no hide, no merge. Simply, no rule. Yes, normal recitation. So, وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ أُولَئِكَ. Again, مَدْ وَجِبْ. Wow, no wow. Skip that wow. أُولَئِكَ, not أُولَئِكَ. عَلَيْهِمْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ. The word Allah, the lam and the word Allah, it has to be
heavy.
Heavily pronounced. Okay? Yes?
Yes.
Allah. La'natullah. Right? Not la'natullah. Because there is a dhamma sound before the word Allah. Wal malaikati. Wan nasi. Ajma'in. The letter jim is sakin. That's why you have to produce an echoing sound. Ajma'in.
Qalqala.
Yes. Listen, I will recite once. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَأَصْلَحُوا وَبَيَّنُوا فَأُولَئِكَ أَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَنَا التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ أُولَئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ أُولَئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. So this is how you recite it with tajweed rules. Okay? You learned it? Yes?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. So, thank you so much for being with us in this session, brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for being with us and listening to us. We hope, inshallah, you've learned something. For the interpretations, explanations, please refer to the Tafasir book. And inshallah, the Tajweed rules, practice and remember the rules. So, see you, inshallah, in the coming sessions. Stay with us in IRIB English Radio. And I really give thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. See you in the next session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
صفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
لكنك تقدست أسماءك أقسمت أن تملأها من الكافرين من الجنة والناس أجمعين وأن تخلد فيها المعاندين.
Dear listeners, we have reached this part of the Kumail supplication. لكنك تقدست أسماؤك أقسمت أن تملأها من الكافرين من الجنة والناس أجمعين وأن تخلد فيها المعاندين. But you, holy are your names, have sworn that you will fill it with the unbelievers, both jinn and men, and that you will place those who stubbornly resist therein forever. وأنت جل ثناؤك قلت مبتدئا وتطولت بالإنعام متكرما. And you, majestic is your eulogy, said through kindness as a favor, أفمن كان مؤمنا كمن كان فاسقا لا يستوي. What is he who has been a believer like him who has been ungodly? They are not equal. Now, regarding the differentiation between these two groups, we mentioned the importance of the role that heart plays in our lifetime. The Islamic narrations, however, assert that one of the most significant factors that lead to this heart being devoid of its action, that lead to somehow the obscurity of the heart and its alienation from the Almighty Allah and the Divine Man, are two things. Disregard for the signs of Allah and committing sins. Now, the man who is called fasiq is the one who has committed sins And it is exactly on the other side of being a mu'min. Some verses of the Holy Quran imply that the sins committed by a person evolve to become a rust and dirt on the heart. So they will seal it. They will cut it off from Almighty Allah. The Holy Quran says, no indeed, rather their hearts have been sullied by what they have been earning. This is what the Almighty Allah says regarding the sins.
And had you not decreed your enemies to remain in hell, you would have made hell cool and peaceful, and there would never have been an abode or place for anyone in it. But sanctified be your name, you have sworn to fill hell with the disbelievers from amongst the jinns and mankind together, and to place forever your enemies therein. And you, exalted be your praises, have made manifest out of your generosity and kindness that a believer is not like he who is a non-believer.
Paradise, oh what a feeling, paradise, thank you Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good. About all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. Feeling the peace all around, seeing things we can never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, committing sin for once or twice is not the thing we're discussing here. Man commits sin and commits until he turns his heart totally upside down. He commits sins until his heart is cut off from Allah. If the heart is disconnected from Allah, it gets inverted, it becomes upside down. It will not have those features, those operative features it had before. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam in this regard says, nothing is more destroying for the heart than the sin it commits. The heart indeed engages in a battle with the sin, and the sin continues to remain in it until it overpowers the heart. And so, this is how it becomes turned upside down. Now, this is, as we have mentioned and emphasized, totally different from the kinds of chastisement the Almighty Allah has set as result for this committing sin. Now, sins also deprive man of the sweetness of the remembrance. The believing hearts experience sweetness in the remembrance of Allah. أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا لَا يَسْتَوُونَ. They are not equal. The true mu'min can experience the sweetness of dhikr of the Almighty Allah, a sweetness above which there is no sweetness. But when the heart becomes turned upside down, it is deprived of this sweetness. It will no longer perceive this importance and sweetness of talking to the Almighty Allah. Just like an ill person whose physical health has been inverted by illness, and as a result, he loses the appetite for good things. It does not mean that those things are not good anymore, but it is because he has no desire for them. And this is the very thing that happens to the heart. It becomes inverted. It is deprived of the sweetness of remembering of Allah, and it no longer tastes or sees any attraction in his remembrance. According to a narration, Allah revealed to Prophet Dawood that the least I do to a person who does not practice his knowledge out of 70 kinds of spiritual punishments is that I remove from his heart the sweetness of my remembrance. This is the importance of committing sins. This is how it turns the heart upside down. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam also says, when a person commits a sin, he is deprived of the night prayer. And indeed, the effect of a bad deed on the one who commits it is faster than the effect of a knife on a meat. Brothers and sisters, I assume we have discussed enough this part of the Kumail supplication and this part of the verse of the Holy Quran. أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا لَا يَسْتَوُونَ. In the next episode, we'll move on with the other parts of this divine Kumail supplication, God willing. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through half my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program, Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Ata, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have very special guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
So in the Shiite calendar, two dates are mentioned for the martyrdom anniversary of Lady Fatima al-Zahra. Why?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Before answering your question, when it comes to the date of the martyrdom of Lady Zahra salamullahi alayha, when we refer to the historical sources written by Muslim scholars, both Shia and Sunni, there are different viewpoints. It's not only two viewpoints.